Welcome to A Flame in the Chaos, where we talk about our real life chaos and how the flame of God never goes out. He is our light in the darkness and the calm in our chaos. And man, am I so thankful for that, because Lindsay will always bring the chaos, and thank God the Holy Spirit always brings the flame. Okay, guys, so remember, I live in a house full of five guys. So it is my husband and my four sons. And the boys are all 4 years apart, and so they rarely find too much in common. Like, they have little things, but really sharing their own rooms together would be disastrous. So Isaac is 16, about to be 17, and, you know, he's too cool for his 12-year-old brother to be all up in his business. And Cade is just old enough for Michael to not be mature enough for his friends or for his games. And, you know, he's kind of getting to that, like, teenage era where anything younger is just not cool. And Riker, he'll be five next month, and he still isn't able to play with Michael's video games without just tearing it up or losing the whole game or, you know, unplugging it, and it upsets Michael. And they're all just 4 years apart, so they're old enough to where they all need their own space, but they love each other. Now, they all love, like, football and NASCAR and wrestling, and they have common interests, and they are really close. But most days, my boys are fighting, and my people at work will tell you, y'all, in the summertime, when school is closed, whatever, if it is a holiday, my kids are going to call me 20 times, it feels like, just fussing. I'll have Isaac on one phone and Cade beeping in on his phone and just tattletelling, and so-and-so won't do this, or this one did this one hit this one, and nobody's doing chores, and it's just non-stop with just chaos, honestly. So I can pretty much, like, tune it out now, especially, like, you know, I'm probably one of those houses that, like, you go to and you're like, oh my gosh, her kids are off the chain. And then I'm just, like, sitting there, like, reading a ebook on my phone or, like, watching a movie or something. You know what I mean? Because I can tune it out because I'm in it every day. It doesn't bother me. But what gets to me is the emotional noise. If anybody knows, it is that emotional noise. So, for instance, football season. We'll just say that. This year, we'll have all four of the boys playing. So, now all four of them, again, are 4 years apart. So, none of them are going to be on the same team or in the same, you know, group. Jesse's going to coach the youngest. And so, we'll have Monday, Tuesday, Thursday night practices. And then we have Monday night games for one and Friday night games for one, and then Saturday morning and Saturday lunch games. And then you have, like, church on Wednesday and Sunday, and then homework. And, you know, I mean, work keeps going and bills keep coming. And then you're working on the relationship with your spouse, who you just never see during the season. And as soon as football is over, wrestling is starting. I mean, wrestling practice starts before the football season even ends. And, you know, they're all four going to do that again this year. And it's very easy for me in this season, in this kind of season, to have an abundance of emotional noise, okay? And that sounds like it should be a good thing. It's not. And so this whole season, but there are days like that, even though it's like a whole season for me, sometimes it's an emotional noisy day or an emotionally noisy week, right? There are some times where it's not that long, but I have no room in these seasons for any other thought, any call, any plan, any chore, any another, like, laundry basket, another dish in the sink. Like, I'm completely over it. And so, honestly, like, where does God fit into that? Now, listen, spiritual Sally, okay? I know. God comes first. He should always come first. He should be before everything else in your life, right? Yes, I completely agree. And that's where the problem comes in. He should be, but being human, oftentimes we get so bogged down with things and stuff that we have to do that we lose sight of that. And so we let our minds and our lives get so noisy that we can't hear God anymore. And we start to notice more emotions, like snappy attitudes, or I get a little tearful, okay? I'm super tired, anxiety, overwhelmed, like, And it doesn't just have to be like in our day-to-day life. Like this can also happen in a church. Like you can be so involved in the church that you start to neglect your personal relationship. There are some people who, you know, go, now wait a minute. Don't go say Lindsay said stop serving at church, because I did not say that. We just need to have a balance, okay? But there are some times when you can be like serving on the praise team, and then you're doing outreach, and then you're doing a Sunday school class and a Wednesday night class, and then, you know, you're volunteering for the nursery because somebody didn't show up, and then you're, you know, helping a couple people on the side who need prayer, and then you're going to work every day and you're still trying to fit your time in, and instead of your time, you lose that to everything else that you're just trying to do, and now you're serving and you're still just noisy on the inside. You've not found that peace yet. So we need that peace of God to be able to function. We also know that hearing is very important in our relationship and our walk with Christ. So Romans 10 and 17 says, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So our faith will start to dwindle without God and his word, right? If we're not in his word and we're not hearing his word and we're not hearing him, then you know, our faith will start to dwindle away. And there's so many more scriptures that reference his voice and our listening abilities, our hearing, right? So what if I can't hear anymore? Like, what happens then if I can't hear? Well, in John chapter 8, verse 47, we learn that whoever belongs to God can hear his voice. So we may need to question our heart condition, right? Sometimes if we can't hear God anymore, are we really seeking him like we should? Are we really walking in the right ways? Now, this is not every time. Sometimes you cannot hear God, and it's not because, but we do need to check ourselves, right? Psalms 42 and 11 does give us another example. It reminds us that sometimes God remains silent at times. So if our heart is right, then we should know, okay, maybe God is just silent for a reason. And how do we move forward in that season, right? We keep seeking him, knowing that he is silent, but he is still with us. We are not alone. We have to trust God, and we have to live off of those things that he has taught us in the past, that we have learned, that we have fed ourselves through the scripture, and recall the times that he has moved in our life before. So it could be a time of seasonal change, and God is seeing, you know, will you really rely on me in this season? What's in our hearts? What are we carrying over? Will we just walk away, or will we continue to trust him and seek him? It could be something like that, you know? And our third possible reason comes from Luke chapter 10, and this is verses 38 through 42. So sometimes we get too busy with other things. So paraphrased, right? Martha and Mary are hosting Jesus at their home, and Mary sits at Jesus's feet, but Martha is distracted because she's preparing dinner. So she gets upset and she's like, Jesus, it's not fair. Mary's sitting at your feet and I'm doing all this work. And so Jesus basically tells her, like, Mary found the right thing to be concerned with. And she was concerned with Jesus. So Martha was doing what was culturally correct, like what she should be doing. She was being a good host. She was doing her job. A lot of times we get caught up in doing the things that we're supposed to do, being a good mother, being a good employee, doing those things that we're supposed to do in the church. But we're missing Jesus because we're not spending our time when he's right there with us, you know? But Mary knew that Jesus trumped everything. And so sometimes we forget in our day-to-day, when we just get wrapped and wrapped and wrapped and wrapped and stuff, that Jesus trumps everything. If he is there and he wants us in his presence, we have to drop everything and we have to put him first, you know? Otherwise, how can we hear what he needs to say? If he's there and we're not, if we're too busy for him. So our lives are a lot different, of course, than Mary and Martha. Our time, instead of, you know, cooking and sitting at Jesus' feet, is prepared as the supper is being prepared. I mean, we're consumed with like sports and jobs, electronics and social media, and the world in general is a distraction. So whenever we stop hearing, instead of just continuing to seek him out and trust in him, we tend to move on to something else. I know I've done it. I really have. And so we will instead scrolling social media. Well, I didn't hear him in the first 3 minutes. I've been laying in bed. Let me get on social media. You know what I mean? Hey, what did you do today? We start to wrap ourselves in other people's problems. Did you hear about so-and-so? You know what I mean? We have to learn to put Jesus first always. So we have 24 hours in a day. And really, if you think about what consumes your day, like, I think you'll be a little bit kind of shocked, right? If you really put it into perspective, how much time are you really giving God out of that 24 hours? And I'm not judging anybody because, like I said, this is me. Like football, wrestling, this is like real life for me. It's chaotic. And I mean, truly, like worshiping, praying, praise, just seeking Him, like studying the Word. I mean, are you really looking to better understand? Are you talking to people about salvation and about Jesus? Are you giving Him like even an hour, 30 minutes, 10 minutes? I mean, some days you just have nothing to give, right? Have there been more of those days lately where you just have given Him nothing? It gets too noisy sometimes in our regular routine, and we should really be amplifying God instead, you know, of the world. So, if you have nothing in the beginning, because zero times zero is zero, like, God amplifies what we do give Him. If we're giving Him zero time, He can amplify that into nothing, right? So if you don't give Him anything, He can give you nothing back. And so you don't even realize in your noisy season that you need Him more. So I will continually redirect everyone to prayer and studying your Word. I know that I say that like probably every single episode, but y'all, if you realize your spirit is starving without it. I'm serious. It's a true condition. Your spirit needs the Word of God to grow in you and to be healthy. And so I've said it in the past. I didn't know that my spirit was starving until I started consuming the Word. I was feeding my spirit. And now that I know that, like, there's nothing else that'll do it for me. Like, there's nothing else that can feed me like the Word. And you know what? Sometimes even just praise music. If you don't have anything, just praise music. Praise music. If you just have a short time period, just praise music. And even that helps. But that Word of God is so important. If you have too much noise and you've tried anything else to just kind of get away from it, and you're starting to notice those emotional changes, try setting some time aside, like purposely. Dedicate that time to God. And two, He'll respect that, especially if He sees how busy your day is and you're like, okay, God, I'm going to give this up today. I'm going to give this up today to spend more time with You. You know what? I'm going to wake up an hour earlier, or I'm going to go to bed an hour after everybody goes to sleep. You know what? On my lunch today, I'm going to devote that time to studying instead of gossiping about my coworkers. You know? I mean, whatever. God sees your work. So too often, we won't even give Him 10 minutes of our day. I know somebody I know and love so much, y'all. They have 5 devotionals right at their fingertips for months. They don't do none of them. None of them. And it's like, that would take you like 3 minutes to do a devotional. Come on now, like, gotta get it together. You know what I mean? So we really have to rely on Him for our next breath, right? Like, He gives us breath. He gives us life. He wakes us up. He provides for us. He forgives us of our sins, guys. He sent His Son to die for us, for our sins. And 10 minutes is too much of our 24 hours. When there is too much noise, we have to press mute for just a minute on purpose. Like, push that mute button for just a minute. And we have to listen for that still small voice. And that still small voice comes in the time that we make for somebody. So I just want to encourage you, if you have too much noise, whether that be physical noise and you are just completely overstimulated, or if you're like me and just get a whole bunch of emotional noise and don't have any time and don't know what to do with it, carve out some time and watch God work. You'll be surprised when you start giving up sleep for God at how rejuvenated you feel in the morning. That extra energy, because God is going to work for you, not against you. When we put Him back in the center and we start letting Him do it, He will quiet us. He will quiet our mind. He will quiet our spirit. He will do it every single time. So I just wanted to encourage you, if you have too much noise, it is time to let God silence it through giving Him time. I love you all so much, and I am praying for that silent time with God.